KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Some clouds and 75. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, June 12th. News sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHard Heating and Air Conditioning. It's going to be another sunny and hot day with a high of 95 this afternoon. Some administrative changes to be made at Chickasha Public Schools. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
A new superintendent being sought for Chickasha Public Schools. The contract for the current interim superintendent, Jack Heron, is set to expire at the end of this month. Heron was hired early this year following the resignation of previous superintendent Dave Cash. The Board of Education held a special meeting last night to interview three candidates. A fourth candidate is expected to be interviewed tonight during the regular monthly meeting of the board. Now, while the candidates are being interviewed behind closed doors and the candidates have not been identified. In addition to hiring a new superintendent, eventually, some administrative changes are being made throughout the district for the school year that'll begin in August. At the high school, the school board expected to name Rhonda Snow as principal. She and Jerry Don Bray had been serving as co-principals for the last several months. Bray is expected to be named the district's athletic director following the resignation of longtime AD Johannes Brown. Also, there's going to be a new principal at Grand Elementary, Cindy Stone, to step down from that post at the end of the month. A new principal for Grand won't be named until later this summer. Dan Turner to remain as principal at the middle school. RP Ashanti Alexander stays as principal at Lincoln. And Tressa Meeks will stay on as principal at Bill Wallace School. Other personnel issues, Cindy Schmidt expected to remain as the school district's assistant superintendent, and Pam Huggins expected to remain as the district's special education director. She's the only employee remaining among those who were suspended amid the controversy surrounding the district's personalized learning curriculum last December. Also, the school board's expected to deal with the legal issue regarding local contractor Brandon Bordwein. A discussion to be held behind closed doors this evening on the matter, and the group will vote in open session whether to ban Bordwein or any related or unrelated business entities or interest from school property and to seek compensation for past use and damage to property. The reason behind the legal action is not included on the agenda for tonight's meeting. That meeting, by the way, set to get underway at 5:30 this afternoon at the school administration building. It's 4.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
New construction in Chickasha slowed considerably in May compared to the first 4 months of 2018. 13 permits totaling $380,000 approved by the city's Community Development Department last month. For each of the first 4 months of 2018, new construction topped $1 million. The largest commercial project approved last month was for the remodeling of the First National Bank branch at 6th and Grand Avenue. Willowbrook Construction getting a permit for $231,000 for that work. Now, the lobby of that bank is closed through next Monday while they complete that remodeling project. Another commercial project awarded to Willowbrook to renovate the facade of a building at 117 Chickasha Avenue. About a dozen permits for residential construction or remodeling were approved last month. Those all totaled about $60,000. Total new construction in Chickasha since the first of the year is just over $16 million. District Attorney Jason Hicks to hold a town meeting tonight on State Question 788. That's the proposal to legalize medical marijuana. Hicks is opposed to the passage of the state question, the program hosted by the Grady County Republican Party. Now, there are no pro 788 speakers set for tonight's meeting. It will be getting underway at 6:30 on the Chickasha campus of the Canadian Valley Technology Center. Home food preservation will be starting up in a few weeks. Freezing among the easiest, most convenient, and least time-consuming ways to preserve the summer harvest. When it comes to freezing fruits, Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension suggests
there are several ways to package fruit for freezing, such as syrup pack, sugar pack, dry pack, or unsweetened pack. Most fruits have better texture and flavor if packed in sugar or syrup. However, sugar is not needed to preserve the fruit.
She says to be sure to wash and sort fruit before freezing and to throw away any fruit that's not yet ripe or if it's of poor quality. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange at $66.10 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $76.46. Natural gas at $2.95 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,301, and silver, $16.88. Obituaries today include 88-year-old Lana Yergin of Chickasha. Graveside service at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Rose Hill Cemetery. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. And funeral for 78-year-old Jerry Sprouls of Pocasset will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Pocasset First Baptist Church. Arrangements are with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine and hot temps this afternoon, high of 95. Right now, a few clouds and 75 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
In sports, the USAO Drover basketball team has signed University of Tulsa transfer Gino Artisan. Artisan is from the Seattle, Washington area, spent a couple of seasons in a reserve role for the Division I Golden Hurricanes. The 6'9 forward initially signed with the College of Southern Idaho before heading to Tulsa Town. He learned about USAO from Drover assistant coach Chisholm Lane, a Drover alum who was with the Tulsa coaching staff for a year before returning to USAO. Drover head coach Chris Francis says Artisan plays like Kevin Durant. He's an all-around basketball player, a great shot blocker. Francis says Artisan has the potential to be an All-American type player with the Drovers. Cage fighting coming to Chickasha for the first time this weekend. Several mixed martial arts battles to be held at the Grady County Fairgrounds Saturday night, including three fighters from Chickasha. Among them are Jared Spoon, who is 10-4-1 in his pro fighting career. He's looking forward to get back in the ring after battling an extended shoulder injury.
I've been out for 3 years, and I got pretty heavy. I was up to 200, so I put in a lot of work to get back down to weight.
Spoon back down to 155 now, looking forward to this weekend. Other Chickasha MMA fighters are Brandon Wright and Taylor Wilson. The Fists of Fury cage fighting event Saturday night at 6:30 at the Grady County Fairgrounds. Tickets will be available at the door. Two Big 12 baseball teams have qualified for the College World Series. Both Texas and Texas Tech will be heading to Omaha with wins yesterday. Last night, the Red Raiders defeated Duke 6-2. Yesterday, the Longhorns defeated Tennessee Tech 5-2. Also yesterday, defending champion Florida won in walk-off fashion against Auburn 3-2 in 11 innings to get back to the College World Series. And Arkansas heading to Omaha as the Razorbacks cruise past South Carolina 14-4. The College World Series opens Saturday. First games will be Oregon State versus North Carolina and Washington versus Mississippi State. Then on Sunday, Texas will play Arkansas, and Texas Tech will take on defending champion Florida. The Oklahoma City Dodgers and Fresno Grizzlies went an extra inning last night, with the Dodgers coming out on top 5-4 in 10 frames. Oklahoma City earned a split of the four-game series with Fresno, and they won four of their seven games on their road trip to California. The Dodgers off today. They'll be opening up a seven-game homestand tomorrow night, starting with Salt Lake. Our Cool News Weather and Sports today, sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the First National Bank and Trust, and Ferguson Funeral Home.